AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Navy's seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship has cast doubts on President Trump's announcement of a second round of talks with Iran. Tehran is threatening to respond. The AP's Philip Crowther in Islamabad reports preparations for the second round of talks have already started there.
Security precautions include the closure of roads, monuments, and hotels as well. In fact, the two hotels that had been used by the delegations from Washington and Tehran have already been taken over by Pakistani authorities. Guests have been told to find a room elsewhere.
A Pakistani official says Iranian authorities have expressed a willingness to send a delegation to the talks. Oil prices have climbed and stocks are lower in early trading. Authorities and relatives say a man killed seven of his own children and another child and wounded two women in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's the deadliest shooting in more than 2 years. This woman walked by the home.
We wanted to come by and share our condolences to the family. You know, this is it's just heartbreaking. It really is.
Authorities say the children were 3 to 11 years old. Another child jumped off the roof of a house and is expected to survive. The man died after a police pursuit that ended with officers firing on him. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says the nation must adapt after the U.S. fundamentally changed its approach to trade.
Many of our former strengths, based on our close ties to America, have become our weaknesses, weaknesses that we must correct. Workers in our industries most affected by U.S. tariffs, in autos, in steel, in lumber, are under threat.
Carney says the world is more dangerous and divided and noted the change in the U.S. over tariffs. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he made a wrong judgment in appointing Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the U.S. Mandelson has ties to Jeffrey Epstein. This is AP News. Japan has issued an advisory for northern coastal areas for an increased risk of a possible megaquake. Earlier,
a powerful earthquake has struck off the northern Japanese coast. The Japan Meteorological Agency has issued a tsunami alert in the region. The quake registered a preliminary magnitude of 7.4. It occurred off the coast of Sanriku in northern Japan at a depth of around 6 miles below the sea surface. Japan's NHK public television said a tsunami of up to 10 feet could hit the area shortly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Cabinet Office and the Japan Meteorological Agency says there is a 1% chance for a megaquake occurring in the area over the next week or so. The Supreme Court will hear from the Catholic preschools that say Colorado violated their religious rights by excluding them from a state-funded program over their admission policies. St. Mary Catholic Parish is supported by the Trump administration. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.